President Trump ordered the drone strike that killed Qasem Soleimani while he was at his Florida resort Mar-a-Lago for the holidays. Just days before the strike, he was spotted in the buffet line chatting with Alan Dershowitz, the Harvard law professor who could join Trump's legal team for the impeachment trial. Dershowitz has said the president did not commit an impeachable offense. Alan Dershowitz joins us now on Skype. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, I want to start with Iran because you were at Mar-a-Lago on Christmas Eve, a few days before the attack that killed the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. Did you discuss Iran with President Trump?
No, we just exchanged holiday greetings and our families met. I was there with another couple. I was their guest. And I just ran into the president on the buffet line, and we didn't really talk any substance, certainly never mentioned Iran. That's not something he would confide in me if he was planning to do an attack like this. I don't even have security clearance.
Well, I was just asking because you did write a book in 2015 called The Case Against the Iran Deal.
I also wrote a book called Preemption. So I am an expert on the use of targeted killings and a strong supporter of targeted killings of terrorists in ongoing terrorist situations, but it's not something the president discussed with me. I wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal yesterday, and I've been talking about what I believe is the strong case for the legality. I don't take a position particularly on the long-term wisdom of the action, but I think the legality is not even a close question. I think it was more legal, if anything, than the killing of Osama bin Laden, because the Osama bin Laden killing was not preventive. It was vengeance. It was getting even with a massive criminal. That was justified, but it was justified on different grounds. The Soleimani case is a much stronger case for preemptive or preventive targeted killing.
Do you think that it was the right move? Do you think that President Trump made the right decision by ordering the killing of Soleimani?
I think that's reasonable. People could disagree about that, but I don't think anybody should conflate the policy arguments with the legal arguments, and many people do that. Something could be illegal and good policy, and something could be legal and bad policy. In this case, it was clearly legal under both international law and American constitutional law, and the question of whether it's good policy, only time will tell.
There are reports that President Trump is considering adding you to his impeachment legal team. Is that true?
Right. The reports are true, but I can't comment about whether or not I've agreed to join his legal team, but there has been some discussion of that.
You do believe that there's been no crime committed by the president, is that right?
I believe there's been no impeachable offense. I think that both of the articles of impeachment violate the Constitution. Abuse of power is something that's been a charge against every president since John Adams, and the framers explicitly rejected broad criteria for impeachment, such as maladministration, and I think included within that would be abuse of power. The second article of impeachment, obstruction of Congress, is just completely made up. President A didn't obstruct Congress by simply demanding that there be court orders before subpoenas are complied with. And one can argue that the Speaker of the House is obstructing the Senate by not sending the articles of impeachment. I don't think those kinds of metaphorical accusations should rise to the level of impeachment. And I don't think they do as a matter of constitutional law. And I've said the same thing going back to the impeachment of Nixon, the impeachment of Clinton. I've been very opposed to impeachment from the 1970s. I was on the National Board of the ACLU, and I opposed the ACLU seeking the impeachment of Richard Nixon. Even though I personally favored the impeachment of Nixon, I thought they should be there defending his constitutional rights and opposing his being named as an unindicted co-conspirator, which doesn't give anybody the opportunity to prove their innocence. So I put civil liberties before impeachment, unlike the ACLU, which puts politics before civil liberties.
But impeachment is in the Constitution. What's wrong with it?
Nothing's wrong with impeachment. I support impeachment being in the Constitution. I think the criteria for impeachment have to be satisfied. There were two debates at the Constitutional Convention. One, should there be impeachment of a president at all? Madison strongly supported that. And then, what should the criteria be? And Madison demanded that the criteria be quite rigid. He rejected maladministration. He said he didn't want to turn the United States into a British-type parliament where a president serves at the will of Congress or at the legislature, and you can simply have a vote of no confidence. So he was very tough on what the criteria ought to be, and the criteria simply aren't met. So I'm not opposed to impeachment, but I strongly oppose impeachment on grounds like obstruction of Congress or abuse of power. Those are not in the Constitution, and the framers would never have accepted that in the Constitution.
Well, when it comes to the impeachment of President Trump, as you know, your colleague Noah Feldman at Harvard disagrees. So does law professor Michael Gerhardt, who testified before the House Judiciary Committee in December. Let's listen.
If what we're talking about is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable. This is precisely the misconduct that the framers created a constitution, including impeachment, to protect against.
How do you respond to that, Alan Dershowitz?
Well, he's confusing the debate over whether we should have impeachment. He's right that this is the kind of conduct that the framers said requires that we have an ability to impeach a president. But when the second part of the debate came about, what should the criteria be? Everything changed. And Madison was very determined to make sure that the criteria did not include a material like this. Look, I don't believe that my colleagues passed the shoe on the other foot test. I don't believe that if Hillary Clinton had been elected president and she were being impeached for the emails or whatever, I do not believe my colleagues would be favoring impeachment. I think they have put politics before constitutionality.
Do you think that the Senate trial should proceed as soon as possible?
I do. I think that removal and impeachment are part of the same process, and it would be unconstitutional for the House to impeach and refuse to send the articles. It's all part and parcel. It would be like a prosecutor saying, look, I'll never get a jury to convict this guy. Let's indict him. Let's have the indictment hang over his head for the rest of his life, but we'll never bring him to trial. I believe the articles of impeachment will be sent, and there will be a trial. What the nature of the trial is will obviously be up to the Senate.
Would you favor witnesses, including John Bolton, who says he's willing to testify if subpoenaed?
I don't think you get to witnesses unless the allegations satisfy the Constitution. And so I suspect that what's going to happen is before you get to the issue of facts, the Senate will have to decide whether or not these articles of impeachment rise to the level of impeachable offenses. I do not believe they do.
Alan Dershowitz, I have to ask you about one more thing since you've been in the news and you've got a new book out called Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Me Too. You've been accused by a woman who says that you sexually assaulted her when she was a teenager, when she was with Jeffrey Epstein. You're now countersuing her, saying her accusations are false and defamatory. And you say that you can prove that she made the whole thing up. Have you been able to come up with the evidence to do that?
Oh, absolutely. I have her emails in which she admits she never met me. This is the only Me Too case in which the accuser never met the accused. She is a person with a long, long history of lying, and I have her emails, and I have a tape recording by her own lawyer, her agent, in which the lawyer says she's wrong, simply wrong. It would have been impossible for you to have been in the places she said she met you. He didn't know he was being recorded when he made that admission to me, but that admission on tape is going to be very, very important at trial. This is not a story about whether a person consented or whether there was harassment. This is a story of a woman who, from the beginning, made it up out of whole cloth in order to earn money. This is a woman who, if her lawyers encouraged her to tell a false story or to be disbarred, all of this will come out at the trial. And if it's proved that there was extortion and there was subornation of perjury, there have to be consequences. You know, the problem in our country is you can make a false accusation under oath and nobody gets indicted for perjury. In other countries, people who make false accusations are indicted for perjury. And I want to change the law to make sure the woman who falsely accused me is prosecuted for perjury. I've asked the FBI to come to the trial to listen to both of our testimony because one of us is committing perjury. And it's clearly not me. I have the absolute proof that I'm telling the truth and she made up the whole story. So I'm looking forward to the trial.
And what about Jeffrey Epstein? Were you unaware of all the things that he's been accused of?
Oh, of course. And Larry Summers was unaware of it. And David Gergen was unaware of it. All the people who knew Jeffrey Epstein in an academic capacity and went to conferences at Harvard, as I did, none of us had any inkling that he was doing anything wrong. I first learned of any of these allegations when he asked me to be his lawyer. I then served as his lawyer in a professional capacity. I did absolutely nothing wrong in relation to Jeffrey Epstein. Zero, nothing. I never had any personal friendship with him after the allegations came out. Look, since the day I met Jeffrey Epstein, I've had sex with one woman, my wife, period. And any allegation to the contrary is totally and completely false.
That is Alan Dershowitz, defense attorney and Harvard law professor, whose new book is called Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Me Too. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.